Paul Simon, you can call me Al. And back 61 years in the tokens, hit the Lion Sleeps tonight on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Ontario's right to disconnect law came into effect about a week ago. On paper, it seems to mean that outside of office hours, employees are allowed to have a life, not answer emails, and try to strike a better work-life balance. But what if my boss reaches out to me anyway? And worse, what if I don't respond? Our guest is Muneeza Sheikh, employment and labor lawyer and partner at Levitt Sheikh. Welcome back to the Morning Zoom, Muneeza. Always good talking to you.
Happy to be on.
Hi, Muneeza. Well, let's talk about the definition of disconnecting as part of this new law. Like, what actually qualifies as disconnecting?
Well, the purpose of the definition in the anchoring legislation, which is the Employment Standards Act, clearly sets out that there isn't an obligation on the part of the employee to engage in work after, you know, work hours. And so that means answering emails, doing tangible work in terms of like the actual work, you know, whether it's, you know, working on a project or speaking with colleagues about the work that you need to do. So the only thing the employment standards legislation has really done that's useful, at least at this early stage, is provide the definition. How that actually goes into execution is the big question mark for a lot of people right now, particularly employers.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking, like, what if my employer ignores the new law? What if the new law just is completely sidelined and the emails and the phone calls or whatever it is continue?
So there is an obligation on the part of the employer to ensure that they are obliging with the new legislation. That means if you've got more than 25 employees, and that could be a combination of part-time, casual, and full-time, regardless of the hours that they're working, you have an obligation to ensure that there's a policy that's dated that's being passed around. And even if you're not passing around a written policy and you've got less than that 25, then certainly the spirit of the legislation still applies. Now, I can understand if it's a small workforce and it's just one employee or two employees, there might be some fear around reporting the employer in question to the ministry, saying that, look, this piece of legislation is being completely ignored. But where there's a larger workforce, certainly they can come together and file anonymously without fear of reprisal. And, you know, some of these employers are going to follow because they have to, and others will follow because they're going to be held accountable, which is going to be unfortunate because that would definitely be a stressful complaint to deal with.
So this legislation just came into effect on June 2nd. Yes. What if your employer has not issued a written policy on disconnecting outside business hours as of yet? Should you inquire if this is a concern for you?
I think there is some time. I mean, what the provincial government has done is they've allowed a ramp up of sorts. And I don't think there's any interest in going around, you know, issuing any sort of punitive response to any employers who have not obliged at this very early stage. I don't think there's anything wrong with an employee or employees approaching their employer and saying, hey, are we going to be, you know, receiving a written copy? Can you maybe do a quick workshop or send out an email and walk us through what the application of this legislation looks like? Because what we've got, and this is the criticism that at least has come down the pipeline for myself and a few others at my firm, what we have in the legislation is a definition. What we, you know, what the legislation fails to do is provide any sort of guidance with respect to how it's to be implemented. Mm-hmm. So one of the examples that you used a little bit earlier that, yeah, what if there's something that comes down the pipeline potentially that might be urgent? What happens to urgent work? What happens to imminent work? What happens, and this is a big one as far as I'm concerned, where you have an employee who says, okay, look, I need to take a couple of hours off during the day because, you know, I require a medical accommodation. Maybe I've got a chiropractic, you know, a medical appointment of sorts, and I can make the hour up, or I can make the hours up in the evening. What happens then? Like, if there's an agreement between the parties that some of the work is going to be done, you know, after hours, and, you know, I'm doing air quotes that nobody can see over the radio, you know, what happens in those circumstances? So there's a lot of ambiguity, unfortunately.
And I'm wondering, too, so I keep referencing my employer. It's not actually my employer, just so you know. No one reaches out to me after hours, that's for sure here. But in other places, I know it to be true. I'm just wondering if I'm the employee that decides to follow the letter of the law and not respond to my boss, could it be ultimately career limiting for me? And then would I need to contact, say, you?
And it's tricky because it shouldn't be career limiting. So the legislation clearly sets out and that there shouldn't be a reprisal. So if you're not responding to after hours emails or notes from your employer, then technically it should be business as usual when you do come into the office the next day. And no reprisal means, you know, your employer can't ice you out or pull you off the project or deny you, you know, a promotion, or even worse, issue some sort of disciplinary action or a termination against you. They're not allowed to do that. Now, you and I both know, our listeners know, that sometimes, you know, we can do things that are almost invisible to the naked eye and unfortunately are only felt by the person who's at the receiving end. So could there be a little icing out of sorts because you didn't get back to that email at 6:30? Possibly, but there shouldn't be. And, you know, what I can honestly say for the employers is I hope they don't learn the lesson the hard way, which means as a result of somebody actually filing a complaint because they were treated in a differential manner because they agreed to follow or they obliged and followed the legislation.
Muneeza Sheikh, employment and labor lawyer and partner at Levitt Sheikh. Thanks as always, Muneeza.
Happy to be on, guys. Have a wonderful morning.